FM, live and local, this is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker,
which is brought to you today by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We are proud to serve the agricultural community. Mel's Tire can dispatch trucks to get you back in the field when any tire problems arise. And our store in Emporia stocks tires specifically made for farm vehicle performance. So the next time you have a farm tire need, call us at Mel's Tire or see us at 915 Graham in Emporia.
The service is not expensive. It's priceless at Mel's Tire.
Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive. It's priceless.
KVOE News Time is now 7:17 Newsmaker Time here today, and we're pleased to have with us Matt Howe and Gilbert Rodriguez, which typically means one thing. Pan-fried tacos are coming, and they're coming soon, with the 12th annual homemade pan-fried taco feed coming up here, supporting the John Doc Baxter Athletic Training Student Scholarship Fund and also professional development here for the ESU Athletic Training Club. Matt, good morning. How are you today?
I'm well. How about you?
We're moving microphones around. I think I got the wrong microphone pointed at me, but we'll get this all taken care of. Gilbert, how are you this morning? Yeah, go ahead and take that.
Great. Thank you very much.
Good. Well, Matt, we mentioned here, it's coming soon. How soon is this coming?
It's really soon. On the 27th of March here is our event, the 12th annual. It seems like it sneaks up on me every year. We start preparing for it a little bit in advance, obviously a few months out, and getting supplies ready and lined up and getting sponsors lined up. And it really gets here, and it's a whirlwind when it does get here. But the event itself is March 27th from 11 a.m. till about 6:30, or basically till we sell out of tacos. Always hoping for some good weather. We usually bring in the bad weather for some reason, but
I've noticed that, yes.
We've had snow and wind and rain, all kinds of things. I'm hoping for another good day, like it sounds like we're going to have today.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Gilbert, let's talk about the options for folks as far as whether people want meals or they just want just to take the tacos home with them.
The options, meal options are two fran tacos, frijoles chados, beans, and Mexican rice. It's a new addition for this year. Ever since the pandemic hit, and so now we have the opportunity of serving the whole meal now.
Okay, good deal. How much are the meals, and how much are the tacos only?
The meals are $10 per meal, and then 12 tacos is $30. Six tacos is $15. Two tacos is $5. One taco is $3.
Okay, gotcha. What's your role going to be in this coming up here in a couple of weeks? Are you going to be helping to fry everything up and everything?
Cook.
Cooking, that's it. Nice. How much do you bring in? How much food do you wind up bringing in for this specific event?
Probably be a question for as far as how many tacos. To Matt Howe.
Yeah, we're going to have probably closer to 2,000 tacos.
Nice.
You know, we get 160 pounds of meat. I think that's close to what we got to last year, give or take a couple hundred there, just, you know, with the students helping out. Excuse me. Sometimes
you're not coughing because the students may be helping out taking some of those off.
Well, I think they like that, and they like the tortillas even without even having the meat on them. They're just ready to eat some tortillas in there. The day of the event will be I'll be running back and forth, in and out, probably helping out with the gate or as far as the ticket taking and money and making tacos, running all over, and helping to keep the students organized. Being our 12th year, it feels like there's always something that they're new or we're remembering or trying to get better at each time. Obviously, like Gilbert said, adding the rice and beans this year is something new for us. So just making sure hopefully that goes smoothly for us. The prices are about the same as what they were as far as tacos last year. The 2,000 tacos, and of course, we'll have our costs. We usually get a couple thousand dollars towards the travel for the students and then for that scholarship. And we use up every bit of that scholarship that we can each year. And it's not just us giving to that scholarship. It's money that has been left behind in honor of Doc Baxter. And again, those students really can use that money because the amount of hours that they're putting in on campus and their other jobs and everything that they got going on, it really helps lighten the load for them. And as a recruiting tool for us as well, if we can have students coming in. In fact, I have a student coming in today at 11 o'clock to talk about the program. And if we can mention that we have a little bit of scholarship money for them, it might help bring students in and recruiting and then hopefully retaining them as a student in our programs.
Yeah, Matt Howe and Gilbert Rodriguez joining us again. The 12th annual homemade pan-fry taco feed coming up March 27th, 11 to 6:30, roughly, at the Diddy Catholic Campus Center. You mentioned here about the scholarship and the professional development opportunities. What type of professional development opportunities are available for college students here in the program?
Yeah, for these students, we've sent them to Lawrence for the Kansas Athletic Trainer Society convention that we have up there. It makes it pretty easy to get up there. I've actually took two students up to Hit the Hill Day for athletic trainers. So they went up to Topeka and talked with representatives, senators, and kind of to promote our profession, again, as athletic trainers. I'm setting up the travel for another student to go to New Orleans for the big National Athletic Trainers Association convention. So that'll be a big chunk of change that she won't have to come up with. It lets the students know what they'd get for their money when they go to these professional conferences. It's a chance for them to network, because when they're leaving here, they may or may not have a job set up, but at this conference, they can have those chances to meet with prospective employers and potentially get another job. And, of course, it gets our name out there for those other those employers and other programs, and see that what Emporia State can provide and what kind of students we provide for the network.
Yeah, and the athletic training program, and you know this better than I do, that's been going really strong for a long period of time.
Yeah, it has. Obviously, we had the transition there a few years back from the undergraduate program to the master's of science and athletic training, and so we still have the program. It just takes a couple more years now, really, to get into the program.
Sure.
So we get students in the undergraduate, and generally we have them look at something like the health and human performance, but they could go biology, they could go just about any direction as long as they have the prerequisite courses. And in that time, we do have some undergraduate students this year who are not officially in the program, but they are helping out. They're in the health and human performance program, but they're coming to the clinic. They're getting experience, kind of getting their feet wet before they're just really pushed into the deep end. You know? Because that summer before they start the program, they're thrown a lot at and in their direction as far as learning how to do the tapings and wrappings and bracings. You know, we sit in there for 3 hours for 4 days a week just trying to prep them to come into the program as far as getting into the clinic. Because when it is in the clinic, they are hitting the ground running. They are helping out. They are part of the program. They're not sitting on the sideline just watching. They are having to participate, but getting those experiences that they need so they can be a good professional. And when we only have the 2 years in that master's program to get them prepared, it's time to get going, get learning, and get this experience so that they are ready to be a professional.
No time to waste.
Exactly.
No
none.
No time to waste. Yeah, no doubt. So this is why the pan-fry taco feed is in place again coming up March 27th. Gilbert, I wanted to ask you, because in years past, there's been a drive-through option, and there's been a reverse flow in that Diddy Catholic Campus Center parking lot, because typically you come in off of Merchant, and then you go around to park. Are you going to be having to come in off of 15th again this year?
Yeah, correct. You can drive through 15th Street instead of going through
the other way off of Merchant, yeah, and still get your tacos that way.
And get your tacos in. It says drive or walk through and take out.
Got it. So okay. And there's you're one of the sponsors here for the event itself, but there's a number of other sponsors here.
Yes. Special thanks to Tyson's Fresh Meats, Navrat's Office Products, Walmart, and myself, Gilbert Rodriguez, and Diddy Catholic Campus Center.
Why has this been such a big event for the Campus Center, from your perspective here, for the last dozen years now?
Well, it's real convenient for the students, and also the campus can just walk across the street and purchase their meals and all that, and then a lot of times they have parties there in their office, and instead of going out and take out, they can just walk across and get their meal. And this year is real special, because a lot of people on campus have been asking for a while now, we ain't going to have the Frijol de Charros. And also
kind of go back to the meal
again. Yeah, meal right. again. I say, well, that's going to be this year. I keep telling them this year. And so they're all excited about it there.
Good deal. All right, Matt, is your office going to be the number where people need to call for pre-orders?
Yeah, the pre-orders before the event, so up until the 26th, they can reach my office at 620-341-5499. Just leave a message. Hopefully I'll get my outgoing message changed pretty soon here. Usually when I make this announcement, my voicemail starts to fill up. But on the day of the event, so on the 27th, they can call the Diddy Center at 620-343-6765, and then they can just give the orders to Vicky or whoever answers the phone at that time. Sometimes that's me as well on that day, and get the orders, so that way we're able to prepare them as soon as possible. Generally, I would say also, if somebody is doing a pre-order, especially to my office, that they leave the time that they are wanting to pick up, so that way I kind of have an idea and I can chart it out when they're going to be picking those up. So leave their name, number of tacos that they want, or if they want the meal option. And then a time is really helpful. And sometimes even if they want lettuce and cheese put on, because some people want it on the side. But usually those are the questions I think of when I'm talking to somebody. But if I'm not there to ask those questions, so they can leave that on the message. Again, my office, 620-341-5499. And that's up until the 26th. But on the 27th, call 620-343-6765. And that's the Diddy Catholic Campus Center's main phone number.
Okay, it's the 12th annual Pan Fried Taco Feed coming up March 27th from 11 until 6:30, or basically until everything runs out. Proceeds supporting the John Doc Baxter Athletic Training Student Scholarship and professional development for students in the ESU Athletic Training Club. And again, you've got basically tacos only option. You got the meal option with Mexican beans and rice for $5, for $10 with the two fried tacos. But you'll have both options. And again, you do have the drive through and walk through option. Coming in off of 15th instead of Merchant Street for the big event on the 27th. Matt, Gilbert, thanks so much for joining us here today, and best of luck coming up here in a couple of weeks.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Matt Howe, Gilbert Rodriguez joining us here on the Newsmaker segment. If you want to be part of our Newsmaker segment, be sure to let us know by calling 620-342-1400 or by emailing us kvue@kvue.com. Tomorrow we'll have representatives of the St. Patrick's Committee talking about the big parade coming up on Saturday.
All right. Thank you all. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Gilbert. Chuck Samples in there with our primetime newsmaker, brought to you this morning by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham. Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire. KVOE Live and Local, 41 degrees. It is 7:30. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Have you been dreaming of a renovation but have no idea where to start? Stop by the all-new Mark II Showroom, conveniently located.